Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so many wonderful things to say to his people. One thing about God, he loves his people. He loves us all, and he wants us to know him and all that he is doing. The Lord is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. Today, the Lord wants you to know he can get you out of trouble. If you allow him to, if you follow his word, he can get you out of trouble. Sometimes the trouble that people get in is not an accident. It is on purpose. It is deliberate. But it's not of God. The enemy, I always talk about the enemy. Sometimes you hear Christian people talk about the enemy. We're talking about Satan and his tactics and worldly ways. All of it together is the enemy. Whatever happens to you that's negative, 9 times out of 10, it came from the enemy. Ultimately, it all came from the enemy. Because if Adam wasn't tempted to sin and didn't sin, then there would be no sin. And now there is sin. And the enemy tries to keep the darkness going by tempting people when they don't know better. That's called deception. And then he turns around and try to blame God for your demise to get you angry. All the things that happen in your life to get you off track. The enemy did it to weaken your life and cause you not to see God. The Lord is good, and he always was, and he always will be. He's going to always be good. He loves us. Now, the enemy started his tactics a long time ago. And if you study the Word of God, you'll see God trying to get man out of trouble. First of all, he has to find people he can work through, people that will listen and hear him out. And then, once he gets people that will obey him, he gives them the instructions they need. And usually the prophets that God calls people to the ministry to alert people to the fact that God has something for you. He don't just want to get you saved from death, hell, and the grave. He wants to also give you life. So some ministers are designed to help people come out of darkness. Some of them are designed to help you learn his word. See, God got so many different types of ministers and people that have assignments from the Lord. These are your gifts to you. Jesus Christ is the main gift to you. He came, the Father sent him to lay his life down to salvage yours. And he also willingly came and submitted to the Father's will and laid his life down to salvage yours. Jesus Christ and Father God are one in this. And then when he called people to the ministry, when we get called to the ministry, and those that love God, there is a burning desire to help people get saved. Everybody that gets saved and love God, they have a burning desire to get other people in on the peace that they're enjoying. If you've never asked the Lord to save you, there is a peace that you don't know about. But people who truly get saved from the heart, they have a peace that surpasses their understanding. They know they have a blessed assurance that they are in the kingdom of God. They're not trying to get on your nerves. I'm not trying to get on anybody's nerves. And if you listen to me long enough, you're going to hear me rebuke people and talk about the worldly way. You hear me talk about cold religion, things that go wrong, parents that won't teach their children. And I show people what'll happen if you don't. And also what'll happen if you take your children to a good church. And you have to find a good church just like you have to find a good spouse. You can't marry any old body. you have to marry somebody that loves you and also that loves God. The chances are higher if they love God, they're going to love you. But if a person can do God wrong, you have to understand that they can also do you wrong. Now, they may or may not do something unfavorable to you. You know, that's not a lock-in. But the chances are high. If a person really loves God, they are, the Word of God is charges their heart, and they have the strength and ability to do what they know is right and overcome all forms of temptation. Some people get saved and they struggle not to sin. To them, I would say, fill your heart with the Word of God and conquer your problems in God's strength, not yours. Your strength is limited. My strength is very limited. But with the Lord's help, we are unlimited. The Lord loves us, and He's pulling for you. If you go to any high school football game, basketball game, the parents are pulling for their children. They want their children's team to win. They want their son to make the score. They want to see their daughters do well. Whatever sport it is, whether it's cheerleading, soccer, football, basketball, they want to see their children having a good time and doing well. God does. How much more is the Lord pulling for you? People are running the wrong way, and they don't know the Lord. So while they're not sure about God, the enemy try to get them into all forms of darkness to reduce their chances of living a full life. See, when people live the life of God, when they live correctly, they inspire people. When they live according to the world, they scatter people. They take away people's hope. When little girls grow up and they see all the adults in their life getting divorces, they don't respect marriage. They feel like it can't happen for them. And they would love to have a family. They go to the park, they see a happy family and children, and they're not, and they have unity. And everybody wants it, especially if they grow up in a secure, loving home. The enemy is fighting. See, this is not an accident, and I'm going to show you why I say that. This is Isaiah chapter 24. Now, this happened before, and the Lord showed it to Isaiah. The Lord doesn't want to... People are interested in Revelation because all the disasters happen. Before God made Adam, it happened again. This is not the first time God's going to have to judge the earth. In Genesis chapter 1, we see the earth standing in and out of water. It had been judged, folks. In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. Verse 2 says, and the earth was void and darkness. It was void and desolate. And darkness was on the face of the deep. It had been judged. The people that lived before Adam, God had to judge the earth. And there was nobody else. God had to start over. That's why He told Adam to be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. Replenish. Replenish means fill. Refill the earth. Subdue it and have dominion over it. That's why He did it that way. Because he had to devastate it. Now, look at this. This is Isaiah chapter 24. Verse 1 says, behold, the Lord maketh the earth empty and maketh it waste and turns it upside down, scatters abroad the inhabitants thereof. And it shall be as with the people, so with the priest, as with the servant, so with his master, and as with the maid, so with her mistress, as with the buyer, so with the seller, as with the lender, so with the borrower, as with the taker of usury, so with the giver of usury to him. The land shall be utterly emptied and utterly spoiled, for the Lord has spoken this word. Just like what happened then, it's going to happen again. He said, the earth mourns and fades away. The world languishes and fades away. The haughty people of the earth do languish. The earth is also defiled under the inhabitants thereof. because they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinance, broken the everlasting covenant. They attacked everything and worked against everything that produces life. If when people follow Satan's ways, they attack and they work against everything that produces life. He said, verse 6, and because of that, therefore has the curse devoured the earth. They that dwell therein are desolate. Therefore, the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men left. Now, if you're surrounded by all forms of negativity, parents divorced, disharmony in the home, cussing, fussing, fighting every day for years, understand this, that gets into the children's heart. It becomes their expectation. Even if they hate it, that's going to be the model. Hear me good, folks. That's going to be the model of their expression. When people cross them or if they feel offended, they're going to do what their parents did. And the enemy will try to pull those strings because what you see gets in the heart. If you grew up in that situation, you're going to have to fill your heart with the Word of God in order to have not only relief. You got to have relief from a life like that. And people that always feel attacked and judged and there's disharmony, they feel sad from the inside. It's in their heart. And so when somebody don't get along with them, that's what rises to the surface because it's in their heart. But the Word of God can help you overcome that and drive that stuff out of your heart. Just like when God gave Israel the promised land, they had to drive out the giants. The inhabitants of the land. They were witches. They were wrong. They were giants. They were angel-human hybrids. That's why they looked like, the Israelites said, they felt like grasshoppers in their sight. They were some big people, and they were problematic. God wouldn't just move people off the land, but they had no right to be there because they were angel-human hybrids, many of them. And God didn't give it. He gave it to his people, not Satan's people. Because if God didn't send Israel, the whole earth would have been consumed and God would have had to judge it. But God used Israel to drive them out. And that's a blessing for every race of man. Now, you know, if you read my book, The Spirit of Egypt, it'll help you understand that. If Jesus didn't come, the earth, God would have destroyed the earth a long time ago. But not only did Jesus help sustain the earth, we get to be saved and live like the angels. We're going to live in heaven with God. And it's beautiful. God thinks of everything. You can't imagine from this side how good it's going to be. That's why the words say, I have not seen, you have not heard the wonderful things God has in store for us. But everything that the enemy is doing is designed to keep you down and help you not understand God as an attack. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. newlivingletters.com. This broadcast is today's date. It's on the website in current time. newlivingletters.com on the audio 4 page. And you can listen to last week's broadcast. Now, or any broadcast, but also, it's free. You don't have to pay for it. I want people to know God. Nothing that I have is for sale. It's free. Go on there and use it. Read the book, The Spirit of Egypt. And there are links to other great websites. And, you know, that are free. So go on. It won't cost you nothing but a little time, and you're going to be blessed. Remember, when you learn about the Lord, you're giving yourself an advantage over Satan. He can't do nothing against the Word of God. God's going to back you up. He's going to back you up. You're not on this thing. You're not living on the earth by yourself. You never was by yourself. But now you're going to know that God is with you. And you're going to be able to access the blessings of heaven. Did you know that there are angels that watch over your life to protect it? And the scriptures will show you how to speak. And the angels will help your life. You're just going to have to learn. If you feel threatened, first of all, look to Jesus. Believe on Jesus. and command Satan to get out of your path, and the angels will drive him out of your path for you. You don't have to be afraid of anything. Death, gangs, bullets, guns, nothing else. Pray over your life. Pray over your children's life. Now, continuing. The curse has spread it over the earth. You got to break through it. If you come from a good home where there's harmony and love and the instructions of God. See, some people have a good home. There's a lot of love in the house. But the parents didn't really teach the children God's ways. You're going to have to break that cycle. Study and learn all you can from the Lord. If you believe on Jesus Christ as your Savior, especially if you already did, but even if you didn't, make him your Savior. Believe on Jesus Christ. Believe that his blood washed your sins away. He rose to justify you. Now you're in the kingdom of God. So now, from there, go follow on to know the Lord. Study what he said and do it and practice it. And you're going to learn some things that that man can't teach you. Then you're going to go forward and not backwards. You're going to see what God has really done for you. Now, when you do this, you're going to have hope and you're going to have assurance and you're going to be blessed. I'm not lying to you. I don't want your money. Sometimes people think that the preachers just want their money. Did you know Apostle Paul didn't collect money from the Gentiles? He go set up a tent. It cost him money to set that tent up. But he didn't charge them anything. He didn't even take up an offering. And there were times that he did, but most time he didn't, because the enemy would have accused him of wanting the people money. And that's not what he was after. I'm not either. People are so beat down. I don't make a big deal out of money like other ministers do. And I'm going to tell you, it costs a lot of money to do ministry. It costs money to build a church, put a roof on it, keep the air conditioner going. It costs thousands of dollars, folks. And your local church needs your help. But I made this ministry free. Every ministry can't do that. This is the assignment God gave me. He said, "Let not my people lack knowledge." I look at it this way. If you learn God, you're going to be fine. And you're going to learn to prosper. You're going to heal. Your life is going to... I'd rather for you to heal in life than send me your dollars. And it's not wrong for ministers to receive money. If you have the money you want to give, the information is on the website. But please receive what God is saying. You can build your life and make it beautiful. And there are many recordings on there. You can listen to any of them. It's free. It'll download to your phone and go to your download section and you can access it at your will. It won't cost you anything. Now, God loves us. That's why I did it this way. Because he said, "Let not my people lack knowledge." There's no reason for a man to go to hell in this age of information. And to build on what Jesus has done for us. He gave us apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers to help us out of our ditch, to help us to not only survive this life, but to also thrive in this life. And it takes the knowledge of God to overcome the darkness that did form. Now, in Isaiah, he shows us so many things. He said, "Therefore has the curse devoured the earth." A darkness has covered the earth. And everybody has to break through the darkness in order to live, to thrive in life. You have to if you believe on Jesus, you're in the kingdom of God. You're in the kingdom of God if you believe on him. That's why every religion of man that man started hates Christianity. I'm gonna tell you this too. Lukewarm Christians don't like the ways of God either. Some people have settled into the darkness and they've gotten comfortable. And when the Lord tried to train them and teach them and guide them to greater things, they don't want it. Listen to Isaiah chapter 60. He says, "Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to thy brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes round about and see. All they gather themselves together. They come to thee. Thy sons shall come from far, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Thou shalt see and flow together, and thine heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted to thee. The forces of the Gentile shall come to thee. Jesus put something in motion and Satan can't handle it. Satan can't handle people that love and believe on Christ. So the enemy, Satan, he has to use fear tactics, darkness. Satan is behind every religion of man. These are not just man's ideas. Satan's trying to steal something from us. Jesus provided us with the truth, and he attacks the truth with a lie. Every religion has a problem with people who follow God. Now, I made that statement, and I mean it. In every organization, there are people. Organizations are made up of people. Some people are in rogue religions, unauthorized religions, because they don't know. And it's understandable. Their parents thought that way. They were raised by their parents. Even people that are not religious, people that grow up in a house of disharmony, that's not a religion, but it's also a condition. And they've been conditioned by the world standards. They were bruised by their own parents. Now, all the fussing, the animosity, the cursing, the fighting, it gets in their heart. They may want a good life. The life of God exposes the fact that God loves them and they can have a greater life. Now, if they believe on Jesus Christ now, they outclass the world. The world has no hold on them anymore. If they follow on to know God, they begin to know him and understand, they're going to grow and understand some things. When this happens, they develop. And even though they learn to drive out the thoughts of old that they learned from a long time ago, and the Lord gives them strength to operate according to his word. Now, when this process happens, they grow stronger and stronger, and they know how to help other people. And sometimes the Lord calls some of them to the ministry. That's why God calls some of the most unusual people to the ministry. God is looking at the heart. Some people have a love for what's right. And while they were unbalanced and unknowledgeable about the word, the enemy tried to get them in trouble. That's why some people did things and they went to jail. That was an attack to get them off out of Satan. Satan tried to get them out of the way. He can suspect when people have a good heart. And he will put things in motion to buffet your life so that you can't go forward. Understand the tactics. You may not know satanic tactics until you believe on Jesus Christ. You can't detect it. You'll think these things are normal, but things that are an attack, you'll think it's all right. You'll think it's normal. And then people excuse themselves to do what their parents did. Now, I was saying, in every organization, organizations, religions are made up of people and their deception. Sometimes people they start realizing, because we're made in God's image, we start realizing that something's not right, and we may not know exactly precisely what it is, but we know something's wrong. Then when the light comes, we want in on the light. So people are trapped by the way they think, by cold religion, which is an attack against Christ and all that belong to him. Satan don't want me to be free in my heart. He wants me to have trouble. He wants me to have fear. He wants me to have weaknesses. So he tries to hurt my life. He gets a stronghold in your life through your weaknesses, your hurts, and your fears. So the things that went wrong is not an accident. It's an attack. And I'm teaching you how to attack back. First, you can't go punch Satan in the nose. That won't help nothing. The people that did you wrong, it won't help anything for you to punch them in the nose. But learning God's ways, receiving his word, and learning his ways, that will turn the tide. That will give you the power you need. The Lord will supply you with the power you need to go forward. You're going to be strengthened. You're going to be blessed. You're going to have knowledge instead of defeat. This is very important, and you can do this. Always remember, with God, all things are possible. And that's something you'll just have to get used to. God can always supply you. He can always help you receive knowledge. If you're receptive, and the key to being receptive is to love the knowledge of God. Enjoy it. Enjoy what God is teaching you, and you can receive from him. Start trusting him, and you're going to learn that God never fails. And you can walk right out of the darkness. The darkness is already there. Be patient with people, because the darkness is a problem that everybody has. Everybody's in the same battle, whether they know it or not. Satan hates all men. He hates the people that do wrong. He hates the gang members. He hates the people that will murder people. When they go to hell, he'll attack them. He hates preachers. If preachers love the world somewhere and go to hell, he'll attack them too. He hates everybody. He hates the Illuminati type people. People that call themselves Luciferians. He hates them too. He lied to them now. But when they go to hell, he will scratch their eyes out. He hates mankind, because we are made in God's image. And because you're made in God's image, some people come out, people have overcome all forms of darkness. Every form of darkness that the enemy has used to attack man, there are people out there that overcome him. Some people, they want to know God. And when somebody tell them about the Lord, they take it serious. They're not like those who don't take it serious. There are preachers out there that they ask the Lord to save them, but they're not learning anymore. And then there are people that's living from the bottom of the world. Their parents on drugs. They say they see men rape their mother and their sisters all their life. They come from the bottom of the world. Some people, they see their parents get shot in other countries for being Christians. Some people come from the bottom of the world, and Satan can't turn their heart. When they get to know the Lord, they take him serious, and they come forward. Some people have gotten themselves on drugs and alcohol, and they came from the bottom of the world, the bottom of the barrel. There was nothing. They thought God hated them. And then if somebody told them about the gospel, and they were activated, they started loving God. They wanted to know him. And then when they found out God will forgive them of all their sins, and that he forgave them of all their sins, they have a gratitude that's just unmatched. They were forgiven of much, and they love much. And they will not go back to that world system again. They will not falter. They grow from glory to glory. And they learn how to go forward. They learn to do better and better. They learn, and they grow. And everything that's not right, all the things that went wrong, they learn and they grow. And the Lord backs them up.
and they grow from glory to glory. And Satan can't do anything with them. And then they teach others to do the same thing. This is our heritage, and this is your heritage. When you go forward out of your situation, you will not be the first to conquer Satan's works. I'm out of time. The Lord is not here. Continue to mighty move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.